Live from Rochester, this is Plants of Beats. Welcome to episode 10 of Plants and Beats, a podcast dedicated to peace, wellness, and lo-fi music, mixed by Alo-Fi.
Oh, you.
Once upon a time, gardeners fell for the butterfly bush. Imported from Asia in the early 1900s, it looked like a dream. Cascades of purple, pink, and white that promised to draw butterflies all summer long. But beauty can be deceiving. The seeds stay alive, a soil for years, spreading fast, choking out native plants, and unbalancing local ecosystems. A single flower can carry up to 40,000 winged seeds, light enough to ride the wind across miles. What began as a gardener's delight became an invader. Some states now ban and sell, others listed as a threat to the native biodiversity. Not every flower that feeds the butterfly feeds the earth. Sometimes love of beauty blinds us to balance.
Thank you. Thank you.
Want to see butterflies dance in your yard? Skip the imposter and plant the real host. Here are five native or eco-friendly choices that give nectar without the fallout. The goldenrod, zinnias, latana, cosmos, asters. Play for the long game, for roots that belong, for wings that return, and for gardens that give more than they take. Thank you.
Thank you.
plant of the week is the goldenrod. It's the perfect counterpoint to the butterfly bush. Native, radiant, and vital to pollinators. Where the butterfly bush takes, goldenrod gives. Why the goldenrod? It feeds monarchs and late season butterflies when few other blooms remain. It's hardy, drought tolerant, and beautiful in motion under sunlight. It's a reminder that native plants keep the rhythm of the land alive. It's proof that what belongs will always bloom again.
Yeah. things we did. I don't say all the things in the middle. I wanna go back to when it was you and me, baby. Go in between.
Hang up or press 1 for more options.
What up, it's your boy Rob Bell. Look, you should never chase what's not for you. It's a complex concept that most people lose sight of, but if you feel rejected by a person, place, or pursuit, make sure you check in with yourself to make sure what you're desiring is actually something good for your soul. sort of like the butterfly bush. It sounds cool, but one bad apple disguised as sweet can ruin everything. So remember, what belongs will always bloom again.
Oh,
Plants and Beats is produced by Rob Bell with music by Alofar. Subscribe to stay updated and follow Rob Bell and Alofar on social media. The information is in the show description. Peace and blessings. See you next week.